I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello, everybody.
This is episode 124.
Woohoo!
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids.
Ages 4 and 6.
And we are parents who game and gamers who parent. And as usual, let's start talking about what we've been up to this last week in life.
Last 2 weeks, you mean?
Yes, because we've missed a week. So technically, we have 2 weeks worth of stuff to catch everybody up on and to chat about. So let's dig deep into our memory banks of what was happening 2 weeks ago.
Yes. And last week was a very busy week at the elementary school because I am a PTA parent and we are in that season right now of being busy with an elementary kid. And if you've listened to our episodes before, many episodes before, you would know that I am a library chair, not for you to sit on.
I remember that.
But it just means that I'm a coordinator in the library to coordinate between the parents and the librarian, you know, like the middleman sort of thing. And there was a book fair, and so I was very, very involved in that, like an hour a day, basically, to volunteer and to help set it up and do crowd control and help kids enjoy the whole book fair shenanigans. And then we also had curriculum night that same week and also auction night for the PTA as well.
And since you're the library chair and the book fair was going on during curriculum night, you had to hang out in the library, but I got to take the kids around.
Yes, you
did. Yeah, the various classrooms to do like different experiments or activities or whatever, right? So you get to kind of meet various teachers and do different things with the kids and see the different classrooms around the school. And like you mentioned, they had like a...
auction.
They had an auction, but then they also had like a raffle.
Yes.
Which we participated in that, right? We got 20 raffle tickets.
Yeah, which is just $1 each.
Yeah.
And it's like fundraising for the school anyways.
Yep. Yeah, and they had a bunch of like different gift baskets, right? And you could like put your raffle tickets towards any of the gift baskets that you want, right? So some were like, you know, pool stuff or like
mommy and me,
like art or creative stuff, right? Like artsy stuff, or like the mommy and me one, which was more like stuff for mom or maybe for a girl. And they also had like Lego baskets.
Oh yes,
like a cooking one, right?
Yeah,
and cooking. So different things depending on kind of what the kids are interested in. And there was one also that was like game night, right? It had a bunch of board games. Right? And so me and the kids distributed the raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Like, I let them distribute them, but like also kind of somewhat under my guidance because I knew which ones we would like more.
Yeah. Like, I wanted the cooking stuff.
Yeah. And we tried to get that one a little bit. So, for the most part, we, like, spread out our raffle tickets, but we put at least 4 of our 20 into the game night one, and we ended up winning that one.
I know.
Which was really cool, because, you know, it's like a gymnasium full of people, and they announce Dylan's name, right, because his names are on all these tickets, for the winner for that one. So, like, that was really exciting. I don't think he even heard his name because he was, like, distracted talking to a friend or not really paying attention. But I heard it. And so we went up there and we won. And that was really cool.
Yeah, it has this indoor s'more making thing.
It did. It had all kinds of... It was mostly board games, right? They had like Jenga and...
Yeah. Bingo.
Like, yeah, like a legit bingo.
Hat bands.
A bunch of other games, that most of which we don't already have, which is great.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we had from in there was Jenga.
Was Jenga, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it also had like a couple outdoor games, which is...
Yeah, like a ring toss.
Ring toss.
And like a...
Giant tic-tac-toe.
But like it's a beanbag toss. Like you toss the beanbags into a tic-tac-toe thing, so it's more fun that way.
Uh-huh. Agreed. But it was a good one. I think... It was pretty much something that a gamer parent would enjoy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That's probably the one that I... There was another one that was like had a big like cooler, like for the pool or beach or whatever. That would have been kind of nice.
Yes.
That's more like a dad want, not like what the family could have fun with. And so that's I think the game night was a really good one for us all to win. Mm-hmm. The only downside was is that we had walked to the school because we're within walking distance of our school. Yeah. So I had to carry it all the way back home. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty heavy. It's a lot of games.
Yes.
So that was not that fun. But it was cool getting it home and the kids going through what we got, you know.
Okay, you could flex your muscles.
Yeah. And yeah, that was pretty much it for curriculum night.
Yeah.
We also had soccer start back up again a couple of weeks ago.
Because it's spring soccer season.
Yeah, and so Dylan is in soccer again, and he just had his first soccer game a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, not this weekend because it was raining.
Yeah, and although he tried hard, we lost the first game of the season. And this current weekend was super rainy.
Yeah.
And so all the games were canceled, so we... Didn't get a second match yet.
Yeah, couldn't redeem ourselves just yet.
Yeah, so we've still only had the one game over the last 2 weeks, but there'll be more to come and we'll report on how things go with Dylan playing soccer.
Exactly.
And then that same day, if I remember right,
yes,
because it was still a while ago, you had a baby shower to go to.
Yes, I did. So you and the dad get to hang out because it's an all-girls thing.
Yeah, and this is like 30, 40 minutes away, maybe 30. And so I was like, well, I'll just stay out there. Like, if I go, like, try to drive back or something, then it'll take too long. So just figuring, hang out with the dad of the...
Upcoming baby.
Yeah.
The husband of the baby.
The husband of the baby? No. I hope this baby is not married yet.
The baby showers. Guest of honor.
Yes.
Her husband.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what right. I meant. Yeah.
Who, since it's a baby shower, and this is one of those, like, no guys allowed baby showers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he and I decided to go have our own fun and, like, hang out someplace else and go out to lunch with all of our other kids.
Yeah.
Right? So it was he and I, and then three kids between the two of us. So it was a, you know, a dad day out.
Yep, yep. It was fun though, right?
It was. Yeah, I mean, we had fun. I don't know about you girls or the baby shower. That's not kind of boring. So, but us guys, we had a lot of fun.
Excuse me. It was fun. It was fun. Good food, good time. So that's all that matters.
Yep. There you go.
And then I also had a couple moms night out this past 2 weeks, one for each week. Just because we've said this before, it's very important to get all the moms together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take a break, get waited on, you know?
Yeah.
And that was really fun as well, because one of our neighbors here happened to be celebrating like Ramadan. So we decided to have a night out where all of us moms could break fast with her because they were fasting.
Mm-hmm.
During Ramadan. So yeah, that was nice. Another cultural exchange. And then we also had another mom in the PTA whose birthdays were being celebrated. So that's another mom's night out. So yeah, I've been busy. That's for sure.
With your various circles of friends.
Yes. Neighborhood circle, PTA circle.
Yeah. And another thing that I wanted to share this week was that how... When we take our kids out and either, you know, go on a walk around the neighborhood or like go to the park or whatever, our kids will usually take their scooters. right? They have a red and a blue one for Dylan and Faith. And they're technically, like, I don't know what you call them. They have three wheels, not two. So, like...
Tri-scooters.
I guess. And so, I don't know, easier to balance or whatever for their age. And they've gotten pretty good at them, especially Dylan. To the point where, like, walking fast is not good enough anymore to, like, stay with them. Right? Oh, yeah. And I don't want to, like, run after them everywhere. I'm giving myself excuses. But the thing is, I bought a regular scooter, you know, big kid, grown-up scooter.
Yeah, you got a white one.
Yes. So and it's a Razor is the brand, which is, like, what everyone had, like, growing up. Like, everyone had a Razor scooter.
Yeah.
And now they're a lot different now. But, yeah, I got one of those. So the latest one or whatever. And so now I have a way to
keep up.
Not just keep up with, but do circles around them. So with my own scooter now.
Yeah. And how patriotic are we? Red, blue, and white now, all of it.
Is it? Oh, between the there's two. Oh, okay. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's true. That is true. So I'm having a lot of fun with that because when I was a kid, like, I had, like, a bike season. I had a rollerblade season, believe it or not.
Do you have a skateboard season?
No.
What, really?
My skateboard season lasted, like, a week.
Okay.
And it ended with me, falling off of it and landing on my face.
Aww.
So, the skateboard season didn't last very long. But the scooter season lasted the longest by far.
Really?
Yeah, years and years. Like, that was when I'd go to my friend's house. Like, I would take my scooter and I'd go there, right? Like... That was how I got around before, like, driving.
Oh, huh. I would think cycling, but...
No, I mean, I had a bike, but it's, like, you'd have to make sure the tires are aired up. Like, you'd have to, it's hard to get out of the garage, like, in and out. Like, scooter's so small, and, like, you just grab it, and you're, like, ready to go.
That's
true. And it's, like, easy to store, like, hide it somewhere, you know? Like, if you're going to your friend's house, so you can just, like, leave it by their front door. It doesn't take up a bunch of space like a bike does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That was my method to get around.
Well, I'm glad this brings back memories. I don't think I've ever used a scooter growing up. The roads were too uneven.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of potholes.
Yeah, I mean, I've only ever, like, used it on sidewalks. But even here, we don't have too many of those.
No, there's more sidewalks here than back where I'm from, but just saying. I did have a skateboard season, though.
Oh, did you?
Yes. That was when Avril Lavigne was, like, super...
Oh, when you were looking for a skater boy?
Yes, yes. And also today, since we're talking about scooting to the park or scootering to the park.
Scootering?
Scootering or scooting?
I don't know.
Scooting?
Is that a word?
I don't know.
I don't think it's scooting. Yeah, I guess it would be scootering, if anything.
Are you sure? Not scooting?
No, that's something different.
Scoot forwards.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, never mind. Maybe it's scootering. I don't know.
Riding
but you guys rode a scooter today to the park, right?
Yep.
And... on the same day today, I decided to do a cosplay because I'm going to go get my hair done. And I didn't want to wear a wig for this particular character from Naruto. And today I got to cosplay Itachi Uchiha.
Yes, one of the better known characters from the show.
Yes, Sasuke's brother, older brother. And it was really fun because... I like Itachi. He's one of my favorites. And also because I haven't fully completed, what's her name? Conan's cosplay outfit. So I decided, let's just do Itachi where I don't need a wig for.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Conan, you don't need a wig. Just dye your hair blue.
Purple.
Or is it purple? I thought it was blue.
Yeah, no, I'm not done with it because I want to do one with her wings, you see.
Yeah, that's
pretty
crazy.
Me and my more ambitious ones. But Itachi is like one of the well-known characters whom you thought was a villain and, you know, decided to respect in the after.
Yeah. He's a fan favorite for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to do that, you know, to honor him. I had so much fun. It's my first cosplay in public. Which is not on Halloween, I mean, right?
Yep. I was going to say every day is Halloween around here.
True. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I was a bit nervous walking to the park with, you know, all the outfits on.
Which is why you took a shortcut and we took the long way. We went to the park separately.
I know. So. You use a scooter as an excuse, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're on your own. No, just kidding. Kevin was the photographer.
Yes. Yep.
And the kids were so proud. I even got the contact lenses because he has very different eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also one of the first times that I've done wearing contact lenses.
Special contacts?
Yeah, special contacts for cosplaying. It's bigger than my regular contact lenses, so that was a bit uncomfortable. And my eyes still hurt a bit right now, but, you know.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. But also, a lot of things that I learned about cosplaying for the first time in the outdoors and not on Halloween is, like, certain things that I have to think about is the order on which I put the outfits first. Is it the makeup first or the outfit first or the contact lenses first? All of it have to be planned. I never have to think about that before, right? Because I've never cosplayed outside. So now I know how much effort these cosplayers put when they do a photo shoot. And also the timing. If I plan to have good lighting and certain sceneries I want, I need to get ready way before. Because it takes time to get ready. And this was a simple one. So I need to be more prepared in the future. And also weather, how windy it was and everything would also affect the wig. And
yeah,
I didn't have a wig today, but I know it's just going to be hard. I have a very deep respect for other cosplayers, professional cosplayers that I know now after going through this. And this is not even a difficult costume. And the next one I do would be more difficult, but stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did definitely... takes time, more time to get ready this way, right? Versus mm-hmm. because there's a lot of extra stuff that you're having to do, plus just getting the makeup and the outfit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just like you're putting on your own regular makeup you would do and clothes and stuff. You're doing it special, which takes more time.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I think that's what make it harder because I'm so used to putting makeup the regular way to think outside the box and kind of treat your face more like a canvas to do the contour and effects, you know, deep effects on it. It's harder, that's for sure.
And like how many times did you have to pull up a picture of Itachi today?
I know, yeah. I just screenshot and keep pulling it up and unlocking my phone to see the picture, that's one. And then the pose to get the pose right, and that was hard too.
Yep.
Or you even to get the shot
hard
right
for the photographer too. Don't forget the photographer here.
Yeah. Let's
give that guy some credit.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes just like waiting for the wind to be perfect, right? To like either blow your hair a certain way or your sleeve or something, you know.
Or the angle or the collar.
Yeah.
The collar was a pain.
Or the sunlight changing a little bit, but yeah, it was fun. It was an experience, and so we got some pictures out of it. So everything for the gram, you know.
And also, it's been my passion. I'm so happy we're pursuing this. Like, my goal is to do cosplays this year, at least one character a month.
Okay,
cool. And we're already in the fourth month, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna catch up, Kevin. Okay. No. But yeah, cosplaying Itachi Uchiha, that's one new thing for this. The latest highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we also like to talk about what we've been watching.
Yes.
Every week. And while you were getting ready for your Itachi photo shoot, I put on a movie for the kids, and we watched Super Mario Brothers.
Wait, you guys finish it?
Yeah, we watched the entire movie while you were in there.
Seriously? I didn't realize it took that long to get ready.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I kept going in and checking on you and then coming back out and checking on the kids. And yeah, we watched Super Mario Bros. Again.
Mm.
And great movie. We've probably seen it. This is probably like the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
I remember we saw it in theaters the first time.
Yeah, we did.
And the kids were kind of like Faith wanted to watch it, but Dylan didn't. And then like 10 minutes in, he came back and watched the rest of it after he got over like us not picking something different.
Yeah.
But that's just how kids are, not able to agree on everything all the time.
Yep.
And then we've also were watching something else on Disney Plus, and that is a show called Win or Lose. And it's actually by like the Pixar team. So it's Pixar Disney, and it's a cartoon. It's animated.
But the animation looks more like Red, Turning Red.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I had thought. So like if you know the movie Turning Red, is that the actual name?
I think so.
It looks a lot like that. I actually like the animations a little bit better than that. Like the style, the look is like that, but they do other things that it's hard to explain, but I think like they're a bit more creative. But this is also a show. It's a series, not a movie. So it's another thing. I think there was only like 8 episodes and they're not too long. And we watched it like over the course of like a few days. And it centered around like a softball team of kids that seems like maybe middle school. Yeah, I'd say probably like middle school, maybe high school. They don't really seem quite like high schoolers yet. But each episode focuses on like the life of a single person, either on the team or like one episode focuses on the coach and one on like the umpire and one, like sometimes it'll do it on like the parents of the kids. And so there's only like 8 episodes, so it's not like it doesn't hit everyone, but it's really interesting because a lot of these, the paths of the different characters, they all go to the same school, they're on the same softball team, like their lives are like kind of intertwined a bit, and each episode kind of focuses on each one, and you get to see each of these events happening like from their point of view.
Yeah, that's pretty creative.
Yeah, and especially for kids who like don't really understand themselves or their sometimes even their parents that well, like you get to see it from like multiple points of view. And I think they do a really good job at capturing that. So I thought it was a really interesting watch. And the kids really liked it too, if that says anything, right?
Yeah.
And I enjoyed watching it also. Like, I kind of want to watch it again because I think you missed a lot of it.
I missed all of it, I think.
Pretty much all of it. Yeah, and it was an interesting show. I really liked it. So it's worth checking out on Disney Plus. It's called Win or Lose. And it was entertaining. It was pretty funny, you know, and it was a good watch for sure.
Yeah. And it's perfect timing when you watch it because the Astros, they're back.
Yeah.
So.
And then we've also been watching Chosen.
Oh, yes.
Season 4.
Yep. Because right? Season 5 is out in the cinemas here.
Like just came out, I think. Yeah. And we are, what, 2 or 3 episodes into season 4?
Yes.
So we still have a few to go, at least. I don't know how many there's going to be. But yeah, we're just starting off on season 4 still.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but we're making progress there. But I think that's it for life this last week. We can talk about what we've been playing.
Yes.
And a highlight has definitely been playing Split Fiction with you. Which we talked about it some 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because we had started playing it and we've been streaming it together.
Yes.
The last couple of Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently playing through a sci-fi level, right? Where we're like red and blue.
Yeah.
And we have like these blasters and grenades and stuff.
It kind of reminded me of Halo on our outfits, at least.
Yeah.
You know, with the helmet. The suit, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think this level has been the longest yet compared to It Takes Two. I think you mentioned this before. It does feel longer.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's just how the story is built. Or maybe it's because while we're playing one level, then we go into the side story and play that, and then it makes it feel extra long, you know?
Yeah, I think the side story thing probably does. But I like that because like, it mixes it up.
Right? Yeah.
And if you're in like the fantasy level, all of the side missions in there are sci-fi.
Yeah, and right? If you're in a sci-fi level, then it's fantasy side stories.
Yeah. So you're in like a long sci-fi level, but then you have these like shorter quests that are fantasy, and it kind of breaks it up a lot, even though the levels are quite long.
Yeah. And I can start to see like their background somewhat, like we know now a bit about Mio's life.
Yeah.
And also about Zoe and her sister, right?
Right. A little bit. I feel like there's still a lot that they're going to reveal.
Just a little bit of the background. Yeah. One is about Zoe and her sister, and then one is Mio and her father. So it's just, and I think they're starting to kind of like each other's version.
They're starting to have more appreciation for the writing styles of each other.
Yeah, even though it's very different, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that you can see in common is that you put a bit of yourself into your writing. I mean, I think that's very, very true, no matter how you twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's frustrating, especially, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
When I said I pinched my nerve, and it hurts when I play the game on the left arm, because the left arm is the AWSD, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I need to do to move a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And it's actually really hard when there's a lot of jumping and like more movement. So that was frustrating for me.
Yeah.
And you had to help me a few times to get through a certain level because my left arm wasn't arming.
Yeah. But it's definitely been fun. And we'll probably talk more about these. I think one of my favorite parts so far has been the Monkey King.
Really? The dancing?
Not the dancing part, but there's a part where like it goes like top down, like really high up. And it's like you're playing a game of Snake.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Where we're both like gathering were they monkeys?
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're trying to like create like a trail of these monkeys after you pick them up, and you're trying not to run into each other or yourself
or the wall
or the wall. That was it was like a game of Snake, like a two-player Snake.
Yeah.
And that was fun, like creative. There's a lot of other cool parts in the game, but that was just one that I was like, it's kind of cool.
And that part where the Ice King,
that was fun, like fighting the Ice King. And we don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, but it was a plot twist. I did not expect that. And I was not happy.
You were not happy. I was totally fine with that. But yeah, the actual, like, the fight itself and the combat was pretty fun, I felt like.
Yeah.
And it went smoothly, which was nice. Like, that fight actually went very smoothly between the two of us. It was, like, as if we were in sync, as if we've been, like, living close with each other for the last 8 years.
You're funny.
But yeah, that's Split Fiction. And Dylan and I also got in at least a few hours of Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah.
Which is not normal Minecraft. And we actually did a review on this game like a year and a half or 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, when we were doing it on Game Pass.
Yeah, like early on in the history of the show, we reviewed Minecraft Dungeons. And so we've had it for a while, and Dylan and I jumped back into our old save file and did a few more levels, and he's liking it. And I'm sure like I could get him to try and play it again if I reminded him that it's there. And so we'll probably get a little bit more into that at some point if we ever have any father-son time.
Yeah.
And then I'm still playing Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm.
I think the game's better right now because they're kind of doing this like old Avengers. I don't know if it's Avengers. I forget what they're calling it. But they're like characters that are more like ancient, right? Like that Agamotto that I talked about. It's like still like in that season. And I think one of the latest cards that they released, I'm assuming it's a villain. I don't even remember his name. But he looks really cool. He has like a skeleton bird head kind of looking thing. Huh. You know? And he has like a scythe. And like his whole symbol thing is like the moon. And he's a really good discard character. So like you discard him and he comes back stronger, and then he revives a different card that you discarded and makes that stronger. So like it's really hard to use, but he's really good and fun.
I can't wait to watch the other X-Men shows that we have, and just want to see if all these ancient ones that you talk about were any of the horsemen. What's the name of that guy again? The guy in Egypt?
Apocalypse?
Yeah. I wonder if any of your cards that you're talking about were his horsemen. Remember, he has four horsemen in the past, and then
maybe
they
I
died,
don't know.
And then like...
Was that in the X-Men Apocalypse movie?
Yeah. I have to see what his horsemen were back then, because it was just a brief show of his history, right, before they showed the future on who his new horsemen are. Remember horsemen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Well, yeah, that reminds me. We have to get back to finishing the X-Men movies that we started.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough time for everything, I feel like. And then, of course, kind of as a family, we're playing Pokemon Pocket.
Yeah, I've been taking over Dylan's one now just to do the daily stuff, like daily pack opening and Wonder Picks. I've been doing it because I like the dopamine I get from it.
Yeah, when you get like a really good card,
yeah,
or like a rare card,
mm-hmm.
or yeah, they did just recently come out with a new set, which is called Shining Something. I forget the name of it already.
Revelry,
maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, it's the. I guess the new thing about this set is that there's shinies,
mm-hmm.
which is like a Pokemon thing, or like. You can find a really rare version of a Pokemon, and its coloration is like a little bit off mm-hmm. or different than mm-hmm. how it's normally supposed to be colored. And that's considered like a shiny version, right? And it's really rare. And like mm-hmm. people playing Pokemon video games will go like shiny hunting or things like that. And there's versions of the cards that are like shiny.
Yeah.
They're shiny versions. And so that's the new thing like in this set. So I've gotten a few of those already. I don't know how rare they're supposed to be like in the card game, but I think I have like 4 of them already in this new set. So it doesn't seem too rare. And so, yeah, just the fun that comes with a new set and, you know, like 80 new cards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there's a new set, they always release a whole bunch of new solo battles, which you get to fight like different decks that are built around the new set cards.
Oh,
so that's where I spend probably most of my time in the game.
I need to learn that.
Yeah, and that's, you get rewards for doing that too.
Oh.
And they don't go away, so like they're always there. So you probably have a lot you could do on your account for that. But you have to do the battling, which means you have to make decks and have enough cards to do that and all that.
Hmm.
But it's fun. I like that part, at least.
Okay, I'll let you do my decks then. I'll just battle.
Yeah, you can do the battling. I don't want to do all the battling again. But yeah, that's it for what we've been gaming this week as well, I think.
Yeah, this 2 weeks.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, thank you. The last 2 weeks. And so I'll go ahead and run us through the new games for these last 2 weeks. We have Assassin's Creed Shadows on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Xenoblade Chronicles X Definitive Edition on Switch. Atelier Yumiya, The Alchemist of Memories and the Envisioned Land on PC and all consoles. Bleach, Rebirth of Souls on PC, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Breakout Beyond on PC and all consoles. JDM, Japanese Drift Master on PC. AI Limit on PC and PS5. Atomfall on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. Disney Villains Cursed Cafe on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X. Karma, The Dark World on PC and PS5. Saga Frontier 2 Remastered on Android, iOS, PC, PS4, PS5, and Switch. The First Berserker Kazan on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Inzoi, I don't know if I'm saying that right, on PC. Post Trauma on PC, PS5, Xbox Series X. And Killing Floor 3 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games. That's also a lot of games that I had a hard time pronouncing.
Yeah.
And Joanne was trying to be quiet, but she was laughing at me every time like I hesitated on one, because I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce this thing.
Yeah, I feel you. It's hard.
It is a struggle sometimes.
Inzoi. Or N-Z-O-I or one. I don't know.
I think it's an I, but yeah, I don't know about that one. That's okay. We're just going to guess and roll with it. But yeah, so it's that new Assassin's Creed game is out, which I feel like is definitely cool and worth noting more on. But I feel like I don't know. I'm not really excited about Assassin's Creed games so much anymore. Not since, like, Odyssey was pretty fun. But, yeah, it's not, I don't know. that doesn't, I feel like I've maybe played a few Assassin's Creed games and like that was enough for me. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I really played anything like since Odyssey for the Assassin's Creed genre, which is at least a few games ago.
Yeah.
And then all of these other ones, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know anything about the rest of them, even though there's a lot of them there.
Yeah. A lot. I wonder if the Bleach Rebirth of Souls has anything to do with the Bleach anime.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but it's not like Bleach : Rebirth of Souls. I don't know if that matters. That's kind of what I was looking for, but yeah, I'm not sure. And then AI Limit. I was like, does that have anything to do with AI? But yeah, you want to read us off the new games for Game Pass?
Sure. New on Game Pass is Octopath Traveler 2 on Xbox Game Pass Standard, Train Sim World 5 on Xbox Game Pass Standard, Mythwreck Ambrosia Island on console, PC, and cloud, Blizzard Arcade Collection on console and PC, Atomfall on console, PC, and cloud, and EA Sports College Football 25 on console.
Awesome. There are more Blizzard games, at least their arcade collection, coming to Game Pass. So that's notable.
Oh, that just reminds me, I need to play World of Warcraft by Blizzard.
Yes, yep, you do. Yeah.
But that is it on new game releases this past 2 weeks.
All right, let's run through where people can find us over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or on YouTube, we will find audio recordings of this on Gamer Parents Podcast. Or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast, where you'll see posts of anything and everything under the sun that's related to gaming and parenting by us, or cosplay.
And you can go over to twitch.tv/gamerparentspod and check out our Twitch channel. You can give us a follow, turn notifications on so you get notified whenever we go live. That is every Tuesday evening around 9:30 Central Standard Time is when we go live together, and we get to play something fun and chat with whoever wants to join us.
And right now it's Split Fiction.
Yes, and right now and probably for a while it'll be Split Fiction. The best place to come and hang out with us is definitely in our Discord server. The link for that is in the episode description. And that is where we chat about life and games all throughout the week.
Yeah. And share pictures of pets and food and cosplay.
Yeah, all kinds of other stuff.
Yes. But that's it for episode 124. It is in the books.
So we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.